Heart Awareness Month right here on Wild Coast Radio is what we're celebrating. But with that, a very good morning to Shona Sani and welcome to the show on this Wednesday morning for a change. Good morning.
Good morning, Wayne, and good morning to the listeners.
And Shona Sani, thanks for joining us. And we're continuing our chat as part of the Heart Awareness Month. And we're talking about type 2 diabetes. Can you first of all tell us and remind the listeners about the Heart and Stroke Foundation's Heart Awareness Month campaign focusing on heart failure?
Yes. During the month of September, as the listeners might be aware, the Heart and Stroke Foundation commemorates Heart Awareness Month. So this campaign aimed to raise a significant impact on heart disease. And through this campaign, we also aim to reduce the burden of cardiovascular diseases. So we do this by educating the listeners as well as the population of South Africa about the risk factors, about what they can do to be able to reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease, uh-huh, as well as to manage the cardiovascular disease. So this year, the focus is on heart failure and the risk that's associated with heart failure. So just to define heart failure, just to remind the listeners, the heart failure is also known as a congestive heart failure. It's a condition where it develops when the heart doesn't pump enough blood for your body needs. So this can occur if the heart cannot fill up with enough blood, which means that the body won't be receiving adequate blood supply like it's supposed to, because the heart is struggling with pumping enough blood.
Okay.
So it can also occur when the heart is too weak or if it can't pump properly. So the reason for this is because when we educate people about heart failure, they will then be able to know, as you have mentioned, the signs and the symptoms and how to manage, so that they can be able to improve their quality of life, so that they can be able to reduce their risk of getting heart failure.
Mm-hmm. Now, Shona Sani, every week we've had a different theme around the campaign. And what is the theme for this week?
The theme for this week is focusing on type 2 diabetes and the other risk factors that are associated with heart failure. The reason for this is because having certain risk factors like diabetes can increase the likelihood of being diagnosed with heart failure and its progression in individuals in the early stage of heart failure.
And can you explain to us how type 2 diabetes increases the risk of heart failure?
Yes. The type 2 increase the risk of failure is because, according to the study by the American Diabetes Association, they found that having an HbA1c, which is also known as glycated hemoglobin, of more than 7%, it was tied to a greater chances of developing later stages of heart failure. The HbA1c, it indicates the average blood glucose levels over the past 2 to 3 months, in which in a non-diabetic patient is supposed to be below 5.7. Mm-hmm. So the moment it becomes more than 7, as I've said, it will then increase the risk of heart failure. The studies further found that each 1% increase in a glycated hemoglobin, it will also increase heart failure by 30% in type 1 diabetes and by 8% in type 2 diabetes. So further, the studies, the longitudinal observational studies, they've also found that people that have diabetes among men and women, they have 2 to 4-fold increased risk of heart failure when you compare with people that doesn't have diabetes,
right,
which means that it's important for people with diabetes to be able to manage their blood sugar levels, because when they don't, they have a higher chances of increasing their risk of heart failure. And also the other thing, the studies have also found that having high blood sugar levels may also lead to inflammation, which may damage the heart, which will then compromise the blood and cause them to narrow, which will also then reduce the blood flow into the body.
Okay. And are there any other risk factors of heart failure?
Yes, there are other risk factors of heart failure. So this includes having other disease conditions like coronary artery disease, high blood pressure, being obese, metabolic syndrome, hyperactive problems, aging, smoking, alcohol and drug abuse. It can also increase the risk of heart failure.
Right.
The other thing also that also contributes to having heart failure is having unhealthy behaviors like eating food that are high in fat, high in cholesterol, and high in sodium and sugar, and being physically active, as well as smoking tobacco and electronic devices and alcohol consumption. They are also associated with an increased risk of heart failure. So also the American Heart Association, they found that hypertension, obesity, diabetes, and smoking, they are responsible for 52% of heart failure incidents. So if hypertension is also controlled, it can also reduce the risk of hypertension. Another meta-analysis by Chambers et al. In 2016, they found that controlling blood pressure within the normal ranges, which means between 120 over 80, can result in a 40% reduction in heart failure.
Okay. And talking about reduction in the risks, how can one reduce the risks of developing heart failure?
There are a few tips that I can share with listeners about how can one reduce the risk of heart failure. The first one is that we need to maintain a healthy body weight, which means that we need to maintain a body mass index of between 18.5 to 25 kilograms per meter squared, as well as the waist circumference for women below 88 centimeter for women and less than 102 centimeter for men. The second thing that we need to do is also to consume food that are rich in omega-3 fatty acid, include fresh vegetables and fruits, using health oils like canola oil or extra virgin oil, as well as including whole wheat bread as well as brown bread, because including whole wheat as well as brown things, they provide us with fiber that will also help with reducing the risk of heart failure as well as to reduce cholesterol in the blood. The other thing as well as to mention is to also reduce our fat intake by reducing the saturated trans fat, because reducing saturated fat, it's also associated with reduced risk of heart failure. And also if we remove the fat before the cooking, those that are solid fat before the cooking, we need 1 kilogram or less per day. And also we need to also learn to be able to read food label, because reading food label, it will also help us to be able to distinguish, is this food high in sodium? Is it low in sodium? Because remember, when it comes to sodium, we need to aim to eat food that contain 120 milligram per 100 gram of sodium.
Right.
Anything that's above 600 milligram, we need to avoid. Other thing that we need to stop is also to stop smoking, vaping, or using any tobacco product, because tobacco and vaping, it's the leading cause of heart disease, and quitting it, it's crucial for the heart as well as the blood vessel protection. Because smoking, it increases the risk of heart attacks and sudden cardiac death over twice compared to someone who doesn't smoke. We should also avoid alcohol, because alcohol can weaken the heart muscle, causing a disease that we call alcoholic cardiomyopathy, which is another type of heart failure. If we have other diseases like diabetes, high blood pressure, as well as cholesterol, we need to ensure that we manage it and we take the medication according to what the healthcare professional has prescribed. The other thing that also we need to avoid is also to be able to manage as well as avoid stress level, because having too much stress, it will increase our blood pressure, which will then put us at risk of having heart failure.
Right.
The other most important thing that can help us to reduce, which is the last one, is to be able to get a yearly checkup, because once we do regular screening, we are able to identify any abnormalities early, and treatment will then start, which will then prevent further damage or the development of more serious conditions like heart failure.
And talking about initiatives, the Heart and Stroke Foundation of SA is there to help, and they do help to make consumers healthier. Or let's put it this way, the Heart and Stroke Foundation is helping consumers to make healthier food choices when shopping. How do they go about doing this?
Yes, the Heart and Stroke Foundation has a great initiative to make to help consumers make healthier choices. We do this by having an excellent health mark endorsement program, which allows the company to add the associated logo to the product that meets the criteria. So the heart mark logo is easily identified as the iconic heart with a knife and the fork on either side, and also is duplicated by the phrase written approved as part of the Heart Stroke Foundation eating plan. So product that meets the criteria, then get the heart mark logo. And with the logo, with the product to get this logo, it goes through a strict analysis as well as lab testing to ensure as well as to guarantee the consumer that it is low in added sugar, it's low in salt, saturated fat, and also it's high with fiber, because when the product is low in sugar, fat, and salt and sodium and high in fiber, it helps us to manage as well as to lower the risk of diabetes and heart failure. Right. So consumers can be assured that when they see this product with this logo, they are purchasing a food product that is healthier for themselves as well as their family. But even this product is classified as healthier, we still need to remember to eat it in moderate amount.
Right, right. And that's also quite often the buzzword. And Shonisani, last question, where can listeners go for more information? Because I know the Heart and Stroke Foundation has a lot of resource material available.
Yes, the listeners can go to our website at www.heartfoundation.co.za. They can also visit us on social media. We are on Facebook, X, as well as the Instagram. You can call us at 021-422-1586. And for this weekend, because we are commemorating Heart Awareness Month, we have different events in different provinces. For example, on Sunday, the 29th, on the World Heart Day, we are having an event at the amphitheater in Waterfront in Cape Town from 10 o'clock until 2 p.m. Uh-huh. So those that will find themselves around Cape Town, they can come. We'll be having a great speakers. We'll also be doing health risk assessment. And also in Gauteng, we'll be at Seda Square on Friday, this Friday. Then on Saturday, we'll be at University of Johannesburg, Auckland Park. So people can pop in for the screening as well as to get more information on how to prevent heart disease as well as the stroke.
Right. So there's plenty of information. Shonisani, thank you very, very much. Have a great week, and we'll chat again next week, Tuesday.
Thank you so much, Wayne, and thank you to the listeners. Have a great week, and we'll speak again next week.
Thank you, then. That's Shonisani Nepalama, who is the team leader, nutrition leader at the Heart and Stroke Foundation of SA. And thanks very much for Shonisani chatting to us, and all part of Heart.